Here is Henry Dixon.
Thank you.
There, you've got music from Henry Dixon, and we're going to talk with Henry a little bit as soon as we get a microphone to him. Gio will do that in a moment so we can actually talk to Henry. And that was great to listen to. You need to know that Henry is 10. And Henry, what school do you go to?
Homeschool.
Hang on. We're going to get your mic actually turned on so we can hear you. Should just take a second here to take care of that. Probably needs to be turned way up since it's no longer a mic and a drum, would be my guess. you're homeschooled, were you saying, Henry? Go ahead. Your mic's on and working now. And what grade are you in?
Third.
And you started playing drums when you were
four.
You were four, so it's been 6 years. Do you remember playing when you were four?
A little bit.
What got you interested in playing the drums? What got you interested in playing the drums?
I don't know. It's just part of me.
Yeah, you play really well, and it seems like you've spent – Gio, it's fine. I took care of it. It seems like you spend a lot of time practicing, I would imagine. Are there particular kinds of music you like to play too?
I like to play with my dad's friend that has a band, and I also like playing with my dad.
Oh, that's great. Who's your dad's friend?
Jeremy Caywood.
I thought so, because you were down here with Jeremy before. Now, you're hosting an open stage tonight at Hambones. Where is Hambones? Is out in Sharpsburg, I think. Do you know where Hambones is? I can check on that. I should know. But tell me a little bit about the open stage and what you do when you host it.
Well, it's all kids that can get up on the stage and play. And you can bring your kids up and play with them. And it's just a lot of fun.
Hambones is in Lawrenceville, too. I'm sorry, Hambones. I was thinking of another place. Have you gone up and played as part of the open stage?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like fun. Do you write any songs at all?
No.
No? What kinds of, when kids perform on the open stage, do you remember some of the kinds of music they've played, what instruments they've brought up, and things like that?
You can bring up bongos, pretty much any kind of instrument.
And do kids play together as groups or just by themselves?
By themselves or with their family.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Professional drummer.
I had a feeling because you seem really at home behind the drums. And are you taking private lessons at all, or how are you learning?
I'm learning from a drummer that plays in a band called Goodnight States.
Oh, and what's that drummer's name?
Dan Harding.
Yeah, very well. You're learning very well. Is he teaching you things like paradiddles and stuff?
No.
Those are like the very classic official things. Or is he teaching you like ways to hold the sticks and ways to create rhythms? What are you learning?
Beats. How to mix them together and how to move your hands the right way.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing. You don't want to get all tangled up as you're drumming. You were playing some pretty fast things there, too. I liked how you were varying the tempos. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? We already dropped a few names of people important to you. I know your dad's out there. Anybody else?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, you did a great job. I hope you'll come back sometime. It was great to be able to listen to you. And would you recommend drums for somebody else that wants to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks. That's Henry Dixon. Take a boat to Bermuda.